Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 173. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, Nate and Sean? Sean and Nate.
Wonderful night.
It is a wonderful night. Nate?
It's a banger.
It's a banger.
Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash. Nah, that's something else.
And what we were talking about how big the moon looked tonight, the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call it? Supermoon?
Supermoon. I call it that. I don't think they do. I think it has to be the closest to the Earth that it normally gets to be called a supermoon.
Oh, okay.
I thought it looked super. Super looked duper,
super
actually.
Super cool. Super it duper. Super, it did yeah. look super duper.
Would you look at it?
Would you look at it? It looks beautiful. yeah, we are having a great night, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just had a good...
It's good to get back together.
Yeah.
Get back.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I missed last week. Oh, who gurgled?
That was me. I felt it. I mean, it just is like... Talk about
man,
super
came
gurgle.
Right through the microphone.
Super gurgle.
Well, that is good stuff. And let's get to the topic. Sean.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
This is my pick. It's my night, right? Yeah. This is the Applewood Manor, and it is in Asheville, North Carolina. Shout out to Asheville. We're going to North Carolina, of course. This was, you're never going to guess who gave me this topic choice. I'll give you.
We know them?
Yes.
Him, her, them, who?
Her.
I don't know.
I'll give you one wild big hint.
Jenna?
She birthed me.
Oh.
It's my mom. It's my mamacita.
Shout out to Jackie.
Jackie.
Who saw my mom Jacqueline. Tonight, by the way.
Yes, right. I know. She told me, she goes,
they went
now,
see Gloria.
I won't have Wednesday night. Yeah, exactly, right? She's like, Wednesday night, I'm hanging out with the girls. I love hearing that, honestly.
There's
that's
four
really
of them.
That's
my
cool.
mom, your mom, they went to Gloria's, and I'm trying to blank on who the fourth one is. I just love
my mom. I can't remember. Yeah, God bless
them. Margaret, Gloria, Marie, Jackie, Carol, Trixie.
Trixie. You're making stuff up now.
Oh, I'm not.
Is there Trixie, really? Uh-huh. No.
That's her nick, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yep. I got to catch up, I guess.
Oh, and then there's Jill. And there's,
is there Genevieve?
Jack. Oh, wait.
No Genevieve. And there's no Ethel.
Not Jack and Jill.
Or Gladys. There's no Gladys. Our next door neighbor is Gladys.
Lucy and Ethel,
oh,
right?
Gladys.
Yeah. Oh, man, she was. No, she was more like, oh, no, it's Gladys.
I have.
No.
Lock the doors.
Yeah.
So a couple friends of mine, so Carol Nelligan and Ann Hightower, I've worked with them. They work still with TX Team, which I'm associated with, where the place I'm working. So known them for 20 years, right? And they have been friends so long, basically all their lives, or a pretty good part of their lives. They actually have pictures of when they were younger together. And now they're you know, a little bit older than I am, so I'll say it that way. And they always refer to themselves as Lucy and Ethel. So
funny.
I always think that's cool. So shout out to
that
them inadvertently. But so the Applewood Manor, also I forgot to say, and if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Nice.
Topic. So the foundation is, this is located in the Montford area. It's a historic district in Asheville, just a short walk to the heart of downtown Asheville. The Applewood Manor sits on a knoll surrounded by just over an acre of giant wild cherry, apple trees, oaks, pines, maples, and a variety of flora. After Hurricane Helene, we don't have as many large pines, but we'll plant new trees, and we hope will be even more beautiful in the years to come. So this is interesting because I chose this, or you know, my mom and I talked about this before. This is circa 1912, by the way, so this is pretty aged.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about this, and I picked this, put it on my list and all this stuff, this was well before the hurricane. But now, so it's interesting. So I do want to make sure that we pay honor and homage to all the people suffering and the, you know, the devastation that happened with Hurricane Helene. And there's an interesting thing. When you go to their website, it's sad because it says a farewell. It says, update as of September 29th, 2024, effects of Hurricane Helene. The Applewood Manor is closing permanently, effective immediately due to the effects of Hurricane Helene. The Applewood Manor main house and guest cottage, managed by some miracle to avoid significant damage from falling trees during Hurricane Helene, but the grounds of the property have sustained quite a bit of damage indeed. The yard is completely covered by large downed trees, and many other large trees are compromised and partially down. Our electric access has been completely destroyed, so even if Asheville restores power, we'll have to wait more time for repairs to our residents. We remain remain concerned that additional large trees may come down, putting the house, guests, and vehicles at further risk. So it just, it talks about how bad a shape Asheville is. No power, no water consistent to the city and the areas. Cell coverage very limited. It's just been a mess there. So there's closed roads that they've had issues with, collapses and damages of bridges and all kind of stuff, so landslides. So they're just, they need a lot of help, obviously. So, we want to highlight them and, like I said, highlight the struggles. Of course, prayers, best wishes to all of them. You know, they're, North Carolina is a special place. Jen and I actually just went there, 4th of July, in Lake Lure. They're also having issues there in Lake Lure. And we were going to go back next, summer, but we've decided to postpone that because
so it's kind of like your go-to place now.
It has been. And, we love it there. It's beautiful. And so, and the people are awesome there too. So, you know, we want to go back and vacation there, but we just didn't feel like it was, I'm sure they're not, it's going to take them a while to get back. And I just can't imagine going to vacation someplace where they're struggling and hurting. So, you know, that's just not right. So,
yeah,
but we will be once they get everything back in order, we'll be happy to go back there because it is, it's amazing.
Nice. Nate, you got anything on Applewood or apple cider or apple, whatever?
Apple something.
Apple of your eye.
I was, I was looking at the different ghosts, and what I can conclude is that it doesn't necessarily have its own resident ghost, but it has ghosts that come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean, however, that they don't occasionally have a neighboring ghost stop by the manor for a visit. The Montford neighborhood is one of the most haunted places on the planet. And a mere 400 human steps across lawns and fields is the home haunted by the spirit of 61-year-old Mary Cooper, an accomplished pianist. Actually, if Mary had not stopped aging almost 100 years ago, she would be 156 today. But in 1926, Mary Cooper met an untimely death. Her death was a mystery that competed.
Mm-hmm.
I was making sure it wasn't a typo. Competed in the. I just lost some spot. Competed in the news with Lindbergh's solo transatlantic flight. The mystery remains unsolved to this day. Was she murdered or was it suicide? Whichever it was, it was an unhappy end to her human existence. And she has stayed around just shy of 100 years in the home on Montford Avenue where it all happened. And there is no indication that her spirit has any plans of vacating her home anytime soon. When Mary pays us a visit, guests report feeling a presence in the music room. She has never materialized visually, as far as we know, but the piano music has been heard late at night when no one is there. At least one guest is alleged to have had a direct encounter with Mary. Of course, we have no way of verifying the account. According to the story, the guest had been unable to sleep and was alone reading a book around midnight when she claimed to have suddenly felt a cold draft in the room. Then there was the sweet smell of a lady's perfume, followed by an event that sent the guest flying back to her room. The event that frightened her was a piano key that was repeatedly depressed, playing a single note over and over, as if a person were standing next to the instrument and tapping the key impatiently, waiting for our book reader to leave. Our guest doesn't remember which note was being played. Not that it matters, but it would be interesting to know. Maybe Mary was trying to tell us something.
That's
good.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be scarier, though, a lower note, though. I'd have to say, don't ding, 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 ding. Although, it's all creepy, though, if nobody's doing it. I like exactly that. That would be funny.
I got a story. Ooh. Oh, go ahead,
Sean. No, all I wanted to say was the interesting, I found this interesting about this area. Like they said, that this place isn't haunted, but it is surrounded by a lot of haunted. That's amazing. Like, we never hear that it's the most haunted place. But this does say the world, right? The most haunted place in the world. Well, that's pretty impressive. If you are wondering why there are so many ghost stories involving the Montford neighborhood, apparently you have the mountains to thank for that. Asheville is considered to be the Sedona of the East because the mountains are full of crystal, which many make or makes many vortices and points of crystal power. It is an environment that generates paranormal energy, of course. Some have said that energy causes things in the mountains to die slowly. Their spirits linger. And so it is with Mary Cooper. Her spirit lingers still. So, but that's what they're saying with a lot of these spirits. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Coming off of that, it says, Applewood has its own standalone appeal as an historic bed and breakfast in the breathtaking mountains of North Carolina. But it owes a measure of its popularity to Asheville as a destination, historic buildings, and architecture, home of some of history's most dynamic personalities and beautiful mountain vistas. The mountains of Asheville are the oldest in the country. And then there is the mystical side, as you said, Sean, of Asheville. Psychics from all over the world travel to this area drawn by what they believe is a paranormal vortex of energy. Many say that the area draws that energy from the spiritual residue of ancient Native Americans who lived and died in those mountains. Then there is the blood spilled into its grounds during the Civil War. Certainly Asheville has been has seen more than its share of mysterious events and deaths. In fact, some say that Applewood sets in the most haunted place in the country. With Stephen and Robin at the helm, they're the owners, I guess, visitors, because they didn't say in the beginning, visitors can expect a wonderful experience with or without accompanying ghost. Knowing them, you'll be well fed, offered great wines, given an opportunity to learn new things or improve existing skills. And if you are mind to, Robin will have you on a tennis court or Stephen will have you on a bike pedaling up and down the area's mountains. There you go.
That's cool.
Paranormal vortex.
Vortices. I like
it. They had me at vortex.
It's interesting because it says Asheville has been called many things. Weirdest, happiest, quirkiest place in America. The Santa Fe of the East, New Age capital of the world, which I'm with the crystals and all that good stuff and the vortices. Paris of the South. Now, what the heck is that? Beer City, USA. Now, that's a great moniker. Most Haunted, Sky City, and many others. It has many secrets, mysteries, and legends, some factual, some alleged, some exaggerated, and some just plain lies. I smell conspiracy.
They said plain lies?
Plain lies. Wow. Yeah. Just plain lies. False.
Not where the plane lies, like P-L-A-I-N.
Just flat out plain lies. Yep.
Well, I guess it does still.
I don't know. I'd have to find out for myself, right?
Huh. I like it. I like this area.
Mm-hmm. We're saying.
I bet it is beautiful.
Fake news. Is that what we're?
Fake news.
It's fake news. Who says? I do.
So, Sean, you got something to end it on?
I do. This is really cool, and there's a great picture of it too. It's super creepy. A little bit. It's beautiful and majestic, but it's definitely got a creep factor. But it's the Zealandia Bridge. Sounds like Bridge to Terabithia or something like that, which is a great movie, by the way. Located at 201 Bowcatcher Road is a mere 2.5 miles from Applewood Manor. It was constructed in 1909 of quarried stone to provide access to the nearby Zealandia Mansion. It is, in its time, it's a massive castle-like home. While the bridge was once considered beautiful for its architecture and surrounding scenery, it was the writings of the great author Thomas Wolfe, who at first secured its connection to the hearts of Ashevillians, because that's what they're called. In this book, Look Homeward Angel, he described his character's walk with his girlfriend up the crest of Bowcatcher Mountain. Speaking of the bridge, he wrote, "As they went under the shadow of the bridge, Eugene lifted his head and shouted. His voice bounded against the arch like a stone, thus creating a romantic tradition, walking with your beloved under the great arch bridge and shouting up to listen to the lover's echo. Times changed, and events have replaced romance with fright and fear. People now write of the bridge. To sit under that dark bridge is something you will never forget. Cars parked under the bridge always died, and the wind always picks up, and crazy sounds whip all around the car like scratches or maybe branches of trees scraping only there. There were no branches." This says this person, Christine, will never go back. Jen, the wind picked up. Sticks began to break, and a woman walked out of the woods in all white. Nick says, "On the roof of my dark gray car was a skeletal handprint. Barbara reported, "We both hear a scream and saw glowing eyes." Says, okay, so those are some of the real life experiences of people brave enough to visit Zealandia's bridge, now known to locals as Helen's Bridge. The bridge has taken on a dark persona, a haunted place rooted in legend and unexplainable occurrences. Felicia Huffman, writing in an urban legend, retold Helen's story as told by her parents. Helen was a dedicated mother and lived across from Zealandia on the other side of the bridge. Her daughter often played with the children who lived in Zealandia, so it was natural for her to be gone most of the day. On one unfortunate day, Helen's daughter, who has always remained unnamed, was playing in Zealandia when the mansion caught fire. Being that the construction of Zealandia rendered it virtually fireproof, the fire only destroyed one room. As fate would have it, Helen's daughter was caught in the room that was engulfed by flames. When Helen went to retrieve her daughter, she learned of her daughter's fate. Distraught, Helen raced back across the bridge, but stopped when she saw a rope on the bridge. Full of misery and woe, Helen hung herself. The next morning, a construction crew in the area at that time found Helen's lifeless hanging body from the bridge. From that day on, Helen continues to search for her daughter. Those who have seen her never return to Bowcatcher Mountain, especially after dark. Others have permanent white handprints in the paint of their car, and one man's car never ran again. Those with the gift will tell you that those things die slowly in Asheville's quartz-laden mountains. So it is with Helen and perhaps her daughter and maybe others, dead souls with spirits who have ties to Zealandia Bridge and the surrounding area of Applewood Manor.
That is a great story.
Wow.
You like that? It's scary. Yeah, it's spooky. I like it.
We were trying to put the glasses back on straight, but we were listening.
I saw you do it. I thought you were trying to get my attention, like. Get to the point, Sean. No,
no, that was good. That was really, and it's sad.
It is sad. Very sad. I do sad.
Yeah, that's a great way.
I do good and sad.
Sean, for no mm-hmm. kidding. That was a good way to end it.
Thanks, Mom, Jacqueline.
Yeah. Thanks, Jackie.
Jack Rabbit.
Yeah.
She goes by all those and Nana. She goes by Nana too.
Miss Jackie, if you're nasty. Oh, sorry.
that's all. Sorry. That's Miss Jackson, but yeah.
Oh, Miss Jackson.
Janet Jackson. If you're nasty.
Miss J.
I'm going to tell my mom, hey, whatever you do, do not listen to the Applewood Manor. I know that was your pick. We're going
to
edit this out.
When it gets to this point, just go, blah, blah, blah.
Probably not edit this out.
No.
Nate's like, no, we're not editing this out.
Oh, well, thank you, Jackie Lehman.
Nate,
yeah. It's your turn to take us out of here, brother.
Uh-oh. Well, when you're picking up some applewood, you got to wrap it up.
I thought he was going to go Janet Jackson. I really did.
No. That's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Thank you, Nate, and thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 173 and our discussion on the Applewood Manor of Asheville, North Carolina. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.